In the day's other news, former Trump White House counsel Pat Cipollone has agreed to testify this week before the House committee investigating the January 6th attack. Cipollone is believed to be a crucial witness to what went on in the West Wing in the days surrounding the Capitol siege. He's expected to appear on Friday under subpoena for a closed-door transcribed interview. A new report out today from Texas State University details a string of missed opportunities to stop the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, in May. Among them, a police officer armed with a rifle missed his chance to shoot the gunman because he was waiting for his supervisor's permission. The report also said that some of the 21 victims could have been saved if they were given medical attention sooner. President Biden spoke by phone today with the wife of U.S. pro basketball star Brittney Griner, who's on trial in Russia for drug smuggling. White House officials said he assured Sherelle Griner that he's working to secure her wife's release as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the Russian foreign ministry now says that Griner can appeal her sentence or ask for clemency once a verdict is delivered. Her next court hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. In Ukraine, government officials say that a renewed Russian onslaught on towns and cities in the east has left at least 8 people dead and dozens more wounded. Overnight, Russian missiles flattened a university in Kharkiv. Ukraine had forced Russian troops out of Ukraine's second-largest city earlier in the war. The United Nations released a grim report today on the rise of world hunger, calling it a looming catastrophe. It found that around 2.3 billion people faced moderate or severe difficulty getting enough to eat in 2021. The data was collected before the war in Ukraine, which has threatened further starvation. At least 77 people have now died in monsoon rains across Pakistan over the past 3 weeks. The deluge has flooded huge swaths in the southwestern part of the country, leaving shell-shocked residents to pick up the pieces.
We lost 6 members of our families. We lost our houses. We lost everything. After a big struggle, we recovered bodies of our loved ones. Now we don't have food for our children. We are out in the open sky waiting for government aid.
Pakistan's Minister for Climate Change said that this year's monsoon rains have been nearly 90% heavier than average. More than 400 inmates in Nigeria are still at large after a jailbreak in the capital city. Explosions rang out late last night at a maximum security prison in Abuja. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Around half of the nearly 900 prisoners who fled have now been captured. On the pandemic, the FDA announced U.S. pharmacists can now prescribe Paxlovid, that's the leading COVID treatment pill, directly to patients. Meanwhile, overseas, Beijing and Shanghai ramped up their COVID testing again after a spike in new cases. Some worry that China could reimpose restrictions just weeks after emerging from a strict lockdown. Back in this country, President Biden touted his plan to rescue pensions for millions of workers during a visit to Cleveland, Ohio. He said that the American Rescue Plan will help underfunded multi-employer pensions remain solvent at least through 2051, so workers won't see their benefits cut despite the economic crisis.
This 4th of July, let's remember who is the backbone of this country. It's you. The American worker. I promised you I'd be the most pro-labor, pro-union, pro-worker president of history, and there's another promise I'm going to be keeping as well.
The White House said workers and retirees in some 200 multi-employer pension plans were at risk of not receiving the full benefits they earned before the federal government took action. And stocks climbed higher on Wall Street today as minutes from the Federal Reserve's last policy meeting reaffirmed their commitment to tackle inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 70 points to close at 31,037. The Nasdaq rose 39 points, and the S&P 500 added 13. Still to come on the NewsHour, how abortion providers are adjusting to their new reality post-Roe. Legal battles over past and future elections heat up in Georgia and Arizona. Conservationists work to protect endangered species in Iraq, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.